各位弟兄姊妹，祝内平安。今天呢，我给大家分享的题目是效法耶稣做跨文化宣教。
Brothers and sisters, may be peace with you. And the topic I'm sharing today is following Jesus in cross-cultural mission.
那今天呢是2024年的三月份，南堂已经成立了四周年。
Today is March 2024. It marks the fourth anniversary of our CCCI South establishment.
经过2020和2021两年的摸索之后，在2022年，我们从神领受了跨文化宣教的意向，确立了我们教会的使命目标。
After 2 years of exploration in 2020 to 2021, in 2022 we received a vision from God for cross-cultural mission and established our mission goal to unite with CCCI congregations and campus ministries.
就是我们联合 CCCI 的各个堂会和各个校园的福音机构，向包括华人在内的社区人士和国际学生传福音，做 CCCI 跨文化宣教的平台和基地。
So we all united together to spread the gospel to the community, including Chinese people and the international students, serving as a platform and base for CCCI's cross-cultural missions.
过去的这两年，我们就本着这个意向，在南堂拓展福音的鹤场。
The last 2 years, we have expanded a field of gospel sowing in our church.
有300多位社区的人士和校园的学生来到我们中间参加崇拜和团契。
More than 300 community members and campus students have come to worship and fellowship with us.
他们从我们这里听到了福音，知道了耶稣，也感受到了弟兄姊妹的爱。
They heard the gospel and experienced the love of brothers and sisters.
我多次听到国际学生说我们教会有爱心，我们的弟兄姊妹有爱心。
I have heard international students say many times that our church is loving.And our brothers and sisters are loving.
我们也能够理解，因着语言、文化、学习、工作等问题，那这些国际学生很难长期的留在我们中间。
We also understand that due to language, cultural, academic, and work-related issues, it is difficult for them to stay with us for a long time.
在2月21号的晚上，我和水清通 Global Gate 一位专门做印度人福音事工的华人宣教士。在 Zoom 上有30分钟的交谈。
On the evening of February 21st, me and my wife, we had 30 minutes conversation with Jane, a Chinese missionary specializing in India evangelism with Global Gates on Zoom.
那这位宣教师的名字叫做 Jane， 他在新泽西州做印度人的福音事工已经有5年了。
Jane has been engaged in Indian evangelism in New Jersey for 5 years.
他说，在美国大约有500万。印度人，印度文化的原因，他们很难融入华人的教会。
She said there are about 5 million Indians in the United States, and due to cultural reasons, it's difficult for Indians to interact and merge into Chinese churches.
所以说，这个君姊妹她摸索出来的做法是，先找机会认识他们，就是像撒种一样，跟他们建立一对一的关系，然后就是长期的关心他们。带领他们信主。
The approach she's found is to first find opportunities to get to know them, which is like sowing seeds, establish one-to-one relationships, care for them on the long term, and lead them to faith in Christ.
然后信主之后呢，帮助他们建立由印度人基督徒组成的家庭教会，然后再培训他们的家庭教会领袖。
After they believe in Christ, help them to establish house churches composed of Indian Christians, and then train their house church leaders.
目前我们南堂就是做这个撒种的服饰，借着迎新、节日、主日聚会，向国际学生传福音。
Currently, our church is engaged in the ministry of sowing seeds, spreading the gospel to international students through welcome events, festivals, and Sunday gatherings.
我们需要强化一对一的关心他们，并带领他们信主。
We need to strengthen our one-to-one care for them and lead them to faith in Christ.
在我们接触到的学生当中。绝大部分学生在校园学习的时间只有2年，所以我们要抓住这样的一个窗口来接住他们。
Among the students we have contacted, the vast majority graduate and leave after studying for 2 years, so we need to seize this opportunity to reach out to them.
所以我们教会在下个周末有宣教大会， 有多位宣教士将回到母堂，分享他们在国外的跨文化宣教事工。
Our church will hold a mission conference next weekend, where many missionaries will return to the mother church to share their cross-cultural mission work overseas.
说，请弟兄姊妹在下个周六回母堂去看一看，听一听，教会里要提供这个免费的午餐。
I encourage brothers and sisters to come back to the mother church on the next Saturday to see and hear, and the church will provide lunch for free.
愿意留下来吃饭的弟兄姊妹，你要提前注册，以便教会有准备。
Brothers and sisters who are willing to stay for lunch need to register in advance so that the church can prepare.
那下个主日我们南堂正常有聚会，有小华长老来讲道。
Next Sunday our church Hall will hold a regular worship service with Elder Howard Huang preaching while I will preach in other churches.
那有一位宣教士，他的名字叫 David， 他将来到我们当中，在我们的团契当中分享。
There's a missionary, overseas missionary called David. He will come among us and share his experience.
那 Dr. Ho 何医生将把那个 Pastor David 带过来。
Yeah, David will come with Dr. Ho.
所以为了配合这次的宣教大会，我今天的讲题是效法耶稣做跨文化宣教。
To coincide with the mission conference, the title of my sermon today is Follow Jesus in Cross-Cultural Mission.
我们一起来读一段这个经文，你可以用中文读，也可以用英文读。
Let's read scriptures together. John chapter 4, verse 31 to 38.
好，我们一起来读。这期间，门徒对耶稣说，拉比，请吃。耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说，到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。所以说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。好，那约翰福音的这个第四章啊，记载的事情是在耶稣服事的预备期，是耶稣从耶路撒冷回加利利的路上。
The event recorded in John chapter 4 took place during Jesus' ministry preparation period as he traveled from Jerusalem back to Galilee.
从内容上看，耶稣先是向撒玛利亚妇人谈到。
From content, Jesus first spoke to the Samaritan woman.
那这段经文从宣教的角度来看，这是耶稣的首次的跨文化宣教。
From missionary perspective, this was Jesus' first cross-cultural mission.
这是为了打破犹太人和撒玛利亚人之间四百多年的仇恨。
This is to break the hostility between Jews and Samaritans that have lasted more than 400 years.
从我们读的这段经文，我们可以有三点来学习。
From the scripture, we can learn three points.
第一点，耶稣有宣教的使命感。耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
First, Jesus had a sense of mission to mission. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
那第二点呢，就是耶稣要求门徒要有宣教的迫切感。耶稣说，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Second, Jesus required disciples to have a sense of urgency for mission. He said, open your eyes and look at the fields, they're ripe for harvest.
那第三点呢，就是耶稣告诉门徒，宣教是令人快乐的。他说，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
Third, Jesus told his disciples that mission work brings joy. The one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together.
首先我们来看第一点，就是要有宣教的使命感。
Let's look at the first point, have a sense of mission to mission.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work."
完成神的旨意就是做成神的工。对耶稣来说，完成神的旨意比吃饭还重要。
Completing God's will is doing God's work, which is even more important to Jesus than eating.
耶稣说，神是宣教的神。耶稣是从天上被神差遣到地上做跨文化宣教。
God is a missionary God. Jesus is the cross-cultural missionary sent by God from heaven to earth.
天上的文化是以神为中心的，地上的文化是以人为中心的。
The culture of heaven centers around God, while the culture of earth centers around humans.
人受魔鬼撒旦的捆绑，心里没有神。
Humans are bound by Satan with no God in their hearts.
也不愿意寻求神。
And they are unwilling to seek God.
神说世上没有义人，连一个也没有。
God say there is no righteous person on earth, not even one.
所以地上的文化与天上的文化有巨大的反差。
Therefore, there is a huge contrast between the culture of heaven and the culture of earth.
那耶稣是道成肉身的神子，他来带着神的使命来到世人中间。
Jesus is the Son of God incarnate, bearing the mission of God.
耶稣借着他的服事和在十字架上的牺牲，把神启示出来，把神的爱彰显出来，目的是使人与神和好，把人带回到神的身边，这是神的旨意。
He came among men, revealing God through His ministry and sacrifice on the cross, manifesting God's love with the purpose of reconciling people with God and bringing them back to God's side. This is God's will.
那最近两年以来，我们在学习基督生平这门课程。从基督生平这门课程里边，我们学习到耶稣三年多的服事可以分成四个阶段。
In the last couple of years, I've been learning the course life of Christ, where I learned that Jesus' ministry over the 3 years can be divided into 4 stages.
那第一个阶段是预备期，第二个阶段是声望期，第三个阶段是受难期，第四个阶段是复活期。
Those are the period of preparation, the period of fame,The period of suffering and the period of resurrection.
耶稣在他服事的每一个阶段，他同时在向犹太人宣教，这就是通文化宣教；也向外邦人宣教，这是跨文化宣教。
In each stage of ministry, Jesus engaged in both intra-cultural missions to the Jews and cross-cultural missions to the Gentiles.
在预备期，耶稣是以他的家乡拿撒勒为中心的。
In the preparation period, Jesus centered around his hometown, Nazareth.
耶稣从他的家乡来到了约旦河，接受施洗约翰的洗礼，在犹大旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
He came to the Jordan River to receive baptism from John the Baptist, was tempted by Satan in the Judean wilderness.
那在约旦河这个附近，他又招了几个门徒。
He called his disciples returning.He called his disciples near River Jordan.
后来他回到他的家乡之后，在他的家乡的附近的迦拿，行了一个大的神迹，把水变成酒。
Returning to Galilee, he turned water into wine at the wedding in Cana.
然后他又从他的家乡加利利那边回到了耶路撒冷，来洁净圣殿，与犹太人的官尼格底姆谈重生。
He went to Jerusalem to cleanse the temple and talk to Nicodemus, a Jewish leader.
说在耶稣从加利利回到他的家乡的那个时候，就经过这个撒玛利亚，向这个撒玛利亚的妇人来谈道。
On his way back to Galilee, he revealed his Messiah identity to a Samaritan woman.
所以我们就看到耶稣在这个预备期，他做通文化宣教的时候，也同时做跨文化宣教。
So that we can see.In the preparation period, Jesus engaged in both intra-cultural and cross-cultural missions.
那事实上，在这个预备期期间，耶稣在犹大这个地方花了很多的时间。
Actually, Jesus spent a lot of time at Judy during the preparation period.
Okay. 那接下来呢，就是耶稣呢，就是把他的大本营搬到加利利的加百农去。
During the A period of fame, Jesus mainly ministered in the region of Galilee, centered around Capernaum.
那我们知道加利利被称为是外邦人的加利利。
Galilee was called the Galilee of the Gentiles.
这个地方住着很多的外邦人。
This is because many Gentiles live there.
说是犹太人和外邦人混居的一个地方。
So it's a mix of both Jews and the Gentiles.
说耶稣在这个加利利的服事，实际上他同时是在做通文化宣教，也在做跨文化宣教。
So Jesus has done both intra-cultural and cross-cultural missions.
说在加利利的湖边，耶稣再次的呼召彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰四个渔夫来做他的门徒。
By the Sea of Galilee, Jesus called Peter, Andrew, James, and John, four fishermen, to follow him.
他向犹太人和外邦人行了许多的神迹。
He performed many miracles to the Jews and the Gentiles.
他去了加利利湖的东岸那个哥拉森那个地方，把一个被鬼附的外邦人给治好了。
He went to the east side of the Galilee, at the region of Gerasenes, and to cast a demon out from a person.
说在加利利，他拣选了十二个门徒，在各城各乡来传福音布道。
At Galilee, Jesus chose 12 disciples and sent them to preach in various cities and towns.
然后声望期之后，就进入了他的受难期。
And then Jesus entered into the phase of suffering.
耶稣的受难期，我们可以分成上半年和下半年。上半年是他的退让。
Jesus' period of suffering lasted half a year of retreat.
耶稣的退让是为了避免与他的敌人发生过早的冲突。
Jesus retreated to avoid the premature conflict with his enemies.
在耶稣退让了这半年，他去了外邦的很多的地方。
During the half year of retreat, Jesus left Galilee for many times of the Gentile areas.
比方说，他去了加利利湖北边的伊图利亚，在那个伊图利亚的那个伯塞大附近，喂饱了五千人。
First, he went to the region of Etruria, north of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus fed 5,000 people in the wilderness of Bethsaida.
那耶稣也去了在加利利西北部的这个推罗西顿那个地方。
Second, he went to Tyre and Sidon, west of Galilee.
那在那个地方，他医治了一个被鬼附的一个。一个女孩。
Jesus healed the daughter of a Canaanite woman.
一个医治了一个迦南妇人的女儿。
Yeah.
然后呢，耶稣呢，他就从推罗西顿从北边转了一大圈，绕到东边，又到了这个地加伯利地区和伊利亚地区。
So Jesus also took a circle, from the north to the east.And go to another area.
说在圣经里面讲到，他在地加伯利这个地方，他喂饱了四千人。
Jesus fed 4,000 people at Decapolis.
那耶稣还去了这个加利利湖北边的伊图利亚地区的这个该撒利亚、腓立比和黑门山，并且黑门山脚下医治了一个害癫痫病的男孩。
Also, Jesus with his disciples went to Caesarea, Philippi, and Mount Hermon in the Etruria region north of the Sea of Galilee, where he healed a boy with epilepsy.
So, Jesus, in his 退让的这个前半年，他去了很多外邦的地方。
So he went to, as we can see, he went to many Gentile regions.
然后接下来就到了耶稣这个受难的那个最后那半年，我们称为舍弃的半年。
So there, then we came to the second half of the year we call the period of abandonment.
那这个时候，耶稣就离开了加利利，南下，他南下的时候是沿着约旦河的这个东岸往南来。
At that time, Jesus left Galilee and went south across the Jordan River on the east bank.
在耶稣南下的路上。他曾经差遣了七十个门徒去外邦人住的地方去传福音。
On the way south, Jesus sent 70 disciples to preach in Gentile villages.
所以耶稣就住在这个耶路撒冷东部约旦河东面的这个以利亚地区。
Jesus came to the region of Perea east of the Jordan River.
所以说，那他在这个地方为基地，然后有三次去过耶路撒冷。
And based on there, Jesus went to Jerusalem for 3 times.
那最后一次去耶路撒冷是在逾越节，那耶稣在这个地方受难。
And the last time he visited Jerusalem was during the time of Passover, where he suffered on the cross.
所以你就看到耶稣受难的这这最后的这一年，他的很多的时间都是在外邦人住的地方。
So we can see Jesus spent most of his time in the last year of his life among the Gentiles.
那耶稣复活之后呢？他有八次向门徒显现，其中六次在耶路撒冷，两次又回到了加利利。
After Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to the disciples 8 times. 6 times were in Jerusalem, and 2 times were in Galilee.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过，耶稣在耶路撒冷已经向他的门徒11个门徒显现过，为什么不在耶路撒冷，非要去加利利向门徒颁布向万民传福音的大使命
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered why Jesus, who had appeared to 11 disciples in Jerusalem, chose to go to Galilee to give them the Great Commission instead of in Jerusalem?
在芝加哥宣道芝加哥华人宣道这个团的总干事。李恒之牧师他写了一篇文章他在这个文章当中他就说加利利是一个跨越文化的宣教合场是一个可以看见万民异象的地方
Pastor 林恒之 from Chicago Chinese Evangelic Mission wrote a book mentioning that Galilee is a cross-cultural mission field a place where the vision of all nations can be seen
所以我们就看到耶稣从天上到地上来他带着神给他的使命感、带着宣教的使命感他把通文化宣教和跨文化宣教融在一起训练门徒去做普世宣教
Jesus came from heaven to the earth and brought the ministry for over 3 years integrated in an intra-cultural and cross-cultural missions training his disciples to do the universal missions
所以耶稣的教会有普世宣教的 DNA 有跨文化宣教的 DNA
Therefore Jesus' church has the DNA of universal missionsMissions and the DNA of cross-cultural missions.
那这是我给弟兄姊妹分享的第一点，要有宣教的使命感，像耶稣一样。
This is the first point I would like to share with our brothers and sisters. Have a sense of mission to mission.
那我现在要分享的第二点就是我们要有宣教的迫切感。
Secondly, we need to have a sense of urgency to the mission.
耶稣继续教导门徒说：“你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？”
Jesus continued to teach his disciples, saying, "Do you not say 4 months more, and then the harvest?"
Samaria 的南部至犹太地区是以色列的大麦、小麦的主产区。
The region from southern Samaria to Judea was Israel's major barley and wheat agricultural area.
他们是秋天的10月底、11月初播种，然后明年的4到6月收割。
The sowing typically took place at the end of October to early November, with harvesting occurring from April to June in the next year.
他先收割大麦，再收割小麦。
The harvest began with the barley and then wheat.
所以从秋天播种到春天收割这个时间，大约有6个月的时间。
So there are about 6 months from sowing to a harvest.
如果说从最晚的播种到开始收割之间，大约有4个月。
From the latest sowing to the earliest harvest, there are about 4 months.
但是在这个地方，耶稣并不是和他的门徒谈论农业生产的问题。
However, Jesus was not discussing agricultural matters with his disciples.
耶稣是用这个比喻，让门徒来注意，福音在撒玛利亚人当中收成的日期已经迫在眉睫。
He's using a metaphor to draw their attention.To the imminent harvest of souls among the Samaritans.
所以耶稣就告诉他的门徒，他说：“你要举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。”
Therefore, Jesus told his disciples, "Open your eyes and look at the fields; they are ripe for harvest."
所以耶稣要门徒睁开眼睛看撒玛利亚的属灵的大收割。
Jesus wanted the disciples to see the spiritual harvest among the Samaritans.
耶稣来到撒玛利亚，把和平的福音传给了撒玛利亚人。
Jesus brought the gospel of peace to the Samaritans.
打破了犹太人和撒玛利亚人之间几百年的仇恨。
Breaking the 400-year-old enmity between Jews and Samaritans.
圣经说，因那位撒玛利亚妇人的见证，那城里有好多撒玛利亚人信了耶稣。
The Bible says because of the woman's testimony, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him.
这个城里的人让耶稣在撒玛利亚城多住了2天，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
they urged Jesus to stay in the Samaritan town for 2 days, and because of his words, many more became believers.
他们认识到耶稣是救世主。
They knew that Jesus is the Savior.
在耶稣复活升天之后，第一个五旬节，圣灵降临在耶路撒冷的那些门徒的身上，使徒带领了5000人信主，那一天就建立了耶路撒冷教会。
On the first Pentecost after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, the Holy Spirit descended and the apostles led 5,000 people to believe in Jesus, establishing the church, the first church in Jerusalem.
可是不久，耶路撒冷的教会受到犹太教的逼迫，门徒四散去各处传福音。
Shortly after, the Jerusalem church faced persecution from Judaism, and the disciples scattered to preach everywhere.
耶路撒冷教会七个执事之一的腓力到了撒玛利亚城讲道。传基督，有许多人信了耶稣。
Philip, one of the seven deacons of the church, went to Samaria to preach Christ, and many people believed in Jesus.
后来耶路撒冷教会听说，撒玛利亚人有人信主，他们就打发使徒彼得和约翰去撒玛利亚去看一看，并且安守在信徒的头上，使他们领受圣灵。
The Jerusalem church sent apostles Peter and John to Samaria to lay hands on the believers, enabling them to receive the Holy Spirit.
那使徒彼得和约翰在从撒玛利亚回耶路撒冷的路上，在好多的撒玛利亚村庄来传福音。
On their way back to the Jerusalem, the two apostles preached the gospel in many Samaritan villages.
使徒行传九章三十一节告诉我们，在逼迫教会的扫罗归主之后，在犹太。加利利和撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立。
Acts chapter 9 verse 31 records that after Saul, who had persecuted the church, who was converted to the Lord, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened.
那后来有一些受逼迫的门徒到了叙利亚的安提阿，建立了安提阿教会，向外邦人传福音。
Some persecuted disciples went toAntioch in Syria and established a church, preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
那所以说，安提阿教会是第一个由外邦人组成的教会。
Led by the Holy Spirit, the Church of Antioch sent out. Church of Antioch is the first church established by the Gentiles.
说在圣灵的带领下，安提阿教会差派巴拿巴和保罗原来叫一开始叫扫罗。后来成为保罗外出宣教，成立了是初代教会第一个普世宣教的教会。
The Church of Antioch sent out Barnabas and Saul, who later renamed Paul, on a missionary journey, becoming the first universal missionary church of the early churches.
所以说，保罗带领圣灵带领保罗和他的宣教团队有三次的跨文化宣教的旅行，就是在今天的。土耳其、马其顿、希腊这些地方。
From then on, under the guidance of Holy Spirit, Paul and his missionary team embarked on 3 cross-cultural missionary journeys, establishing churches in the present-day Asia as Turkey, Macedonia, and Greece.
所以，自从使徒时代以来，普世宣教的后场不断的扩大，先占领了整个的罗马帝国。把福音传到整个罗马帝国，然后进入西欧、北欧、非洲、美洲，最后到了亚洲。
Since the apostolic age, the field of universal mission has continued to expand. First, they occupied the entire Roman Empire, they entered into Western Europe, Northern Europe, Africa, the Americas, and finally Asia.
那最近250年的现代宣教运动可以看到有三波。
The modern missionary movement of the last 250 years can be divided into 3 waves.
第一波运动是由英国的教会基督徒来主导的，他们进到一些国家的沿海地区。
The first wave was led by British Christians who reached the coastal cities in some countries.
那第二波是由美国的教会基督徒来主导的，他们进到一些国家的内地区。
The second wave was led by American Christians who reached the inland of some countries.
第三波宣教运动是由非西方国家的基督徒主导的，他们进入到未得之民的地方。
The third wave was led by non-Western Christians who reached the unreached people groups.
那什么是未得之民呢
？So what is who are the unreached people?
未得之民是指的那些还没有建立替本族 本地教会的族群，并且在本族群内传福音还需要依赖跨文化宣教士的帮助。
The unreached people group are those who have not yet established local church in their own and still rely on cross-cultural missionaries for evangelism.
在约书亚计划，这是一个大的一个宣教一个计划，在这个计划里边有七千个记录了有七千个未得之名的族群，总计大概是31亿人，占世界总人口的42%。
The Joshua Project lists about 7,000 unreached people groups, totaling 3.15 billion people, accounting for 42% of the world's population.
那在这个未得之名的这个群体当中，许多的人生活在南亚、中东和北非，大部分难以靠近的地区或者偏远的角落。
Many of these groups live in the areas that's difficult to access, like in South Asia, the Middle East, the North Africa, or in the remote corners of the world.
那是西方的宣教士到了中国，把福音传给了华人，建立了华人教会。
At first, it was Western missionaries who came to China and brought the gospel to the Chinese.
那华人学生学者到了北美来学习，北美的教会又帮助华人学生学者建立了。学生团契成立了华人教会。
Chinese students and scholars went to North America. Churches in North America helped Chinese students and scholars to establish student fellowships and Chinese churches.
那华人教会应该做什么呢？
What should Chinese churches do?
那是只向华人传福音，还是在向华人传福音的同时，也向其他未得之民传福音呢？
Should it only preach the gospel to Chinese people or also preach the gospel to other unreached people while preaching to the Chinese people?
说这是华人教会要思考的一个重大的问题。
This is a major question Chinese churches need to consider.
如果是我们待在家里边不去宣教，我们就体会不到宣教的迫切感。
If we stay at home without going out for missions, we will not feel the urgency of missions.
只有走出去才能够深刻的认识福音的使命。
Only by going out, we can deeply understand the mission of the gospel.
我们去尼泊尔最西部的一个未得之名的山区，那里住的许多的村民，可是只有十几名基督徒。
We went to a mountainous area of western Nepal where many villagers live, but only 10 of them are Christians.
这些村民们都需要听到福音，但是我们每天只能够去三个村庄传福音。
Well, all the villagers needed to hear the gospel. We can only preach in 3 villages every day.
看到尼泊尔村民那绝志的热烈的场面，我们巴不得每天可以夺取一个村庄，把福音传给那些村民们。
Seeing the fervent senses of Nepalese villagers making decisions for Christ, we can't wait to visit one more village every day and bring the gospel to more villagers.
这让我体会到耶稣对门徒所说的，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
This really made me feel what Jesus said to his disciples. The harvest is ripe, but the workers are few.
庄稼成熟了，若不收割，就烂在地里边。
When the harvest is ripe, if it is not harvested, it will rot in the field.
像印度和尼泊尔这些国家，一旦政府的宗教政策收紧，再进去传福音就变得很难很难。
For a country like India or Nepal, once the government's religious policy tightens, it will become more difficult to preach.
我记得在二十年前，中国的家庭教会蓬勃发展，可是最近十年以来，宗教政策收紧，教会被拆。教会领袖被抓，传福音就受到了很大的限制。
20 years ago, the house church movement in China flourished. In the last 10 years, religious policy have tightened. Churches have demolished. The church leaders have been arrested, and gospel preaching has been restricted.
每一个国家都有一个传福音的最佳的时期。
Every country has the best time for gospel preaching.
那教会应当抓住这个时期，进到那个国家去传福音。
The church should seize this opportunity and go into that country to preach.
说超越团队就是抓住了这个时期，他培训宣教士进到印度、尼泊尔、孟加拉、印尼这些国家去传福音。
So the Beyond team has been seizing this opportunity, train the missionaries and go to India, Nepal, and Indonesia to preach.
第四波宣教运动是由城市化、移民、留学、市场全球化、国际企业本地化，特别是国际难民潮等因素引起来的宣教运动。
The first wave missionary movement was driven by urbanization, immigration study abroad, global market, globalization, localization, international companies, especially the international refugee crisis.
那这些因素把一些需要福音的人带到我们的身边。
These factors have brought unreached people to our doorstep.
比方说在校园里的很多的印度学生就是这么其中的一个例子。
Like the Indian and Muslim students in American campuses.
所以说我们需要有宣教的一种迫切感，并且把这种迫切感要付诸于行动。
So we must have the sense of urgency of missions and put the urgency into action.
那我们在座的何医生他就有宣教的迫切感。
For example, Dr. Ho, who sits among us, have a strong sense of urgency.
那何医生去年他去了黎巴嫩宣教，去了印度宣教，那今年四月份他又要去黎巴嫩宣教。
Last year, he went to medical missions to Lebanon and India, and in April of this year, he will go to medical missions to Lebanon again.
那我们教会里面也有许多的三夫队员，他们也在本地积极的来传福音。
Many members of our church's EE gospel activity member, they also actively preach the gospel locally.
我呢也经常抽出时间来去校园。这个餐厅和学生们也聊一聊。
When I have time, I often go to campus center to talk to the students.
那何医生和瑞华姊妹他们也经常的去，去的还比我还多。
Dr. Ho and Sister Ri Hua go to there even more often.
是，我是希望我们和学生做朋友，一对一的建立关系，关心他们，带领他们信主。
I hope to be the friend of the students to have.The personal relationship to guide them and care for them and lead them to the Lord.
这是我讲的第二点。
This is the second point.
那我们来看第三点，就是要享受宣教的喜乐。
The point three is to enjoy the joy of the missionary work.
耶稣继续教导门徒说：“收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。”
Jesus continued to teach his disciples, saying, "Even now.The one who reaps draw a wage and harvest a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together."
撒种的人就是指的是传福音的人。
That's the one who sows means the person who preach the gospel.
收割的人是指领人信主的人。
The person who reaps means the person who lead the person to accept Jesus.
说一个人信主，往往是多次传福音的结果。
So the person who accepts Jesus Christ is a result of many gospel preachers.
举个例子，就相当于每次传福音就像送个人一个包子吃。
For example, it's like giving a bun to a person every time you meet him.
那给一个包子吃不饱，就再给一个，再给一个，直到他吃饱为止。
If that person is not full, just give more until that person is full.
对福音有负担的人，其实带领人信主是很兴奋的。
So those who burden for gospel should be excited to lead others to Christ.
对那些我们曾经关心过的人，听到他们信主就更快乐。
Hearing that those we have cared have came to faith brings even greater joy.
参加三福传福音的这些队员们，他们都有这样的体会。
All the EE brothers and sisters who participate in evangelism explosion have had this experience.
每次三福出队，只要有人信主，大家就快乐无比，感谢赞美神。
Every time we have a visit, if someone comes to faith, everybody is extremely happy, thanking and praising God.
我们去印度去尼泊尔宣教，身体疲惫是一个事实，但是我们心里充满了喜乐。
When we went to the missions into India and Nepal, physical exhaustion was a reality, but our hearts were filled with joy.
So, 每天早晨六点钟起床，六点半在线上集体的灵修分享。
So every morning we wake up at 6 a.m. and at 6:30 we gather online for collective spiritual devotion.
晚上八点钟在线上集体汇报，分享我们的宣教的成果和遇到的难处。
At 8 p.m., reported online on the results of a missionary work and the difficulties we encountered.
是大家彼此分享心里的快乐，也彼此鼓励。
Throughout sharing, we share the joy in our hearts and encouraging one another.
我们在印度，在尼泊尔，每次去村里传福音，既是撒种，也是收割。
Every time we went to preach the gospel in the villages, it was both sowing and reaping.
事实上，在我们去到之前，当地的牧师早已去撒过种。
Before we arrived, the local pastor had already sown the seeds.
我们去撒种之后，又为后来的收割做准备。
After we sowed the seeds, we prepared for the harvest to come.
那上个主日，2月11号那个主日，我们说从柬埔寨回来的宣教士周志坚弟兄在我们当中分享，我们就注意到在他的服事当中，他心里充满了喜乐，他的生命也快速的成长。
On the last Sunday, the brother Charles Chow, missionary returning from Cambodia, shared among us. We noticed that he has filled with joy in his service and his life was rapidly growing.
说弟兄姊妹，耶稣是跨文化宣教的发起者。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the initiator of cross-cultural missions.
大使命就是普世宣教，让世人做主的门徒。
And the Great Commission is the universal mission, making disciples of all nations.
我们要跟随耶稣，有宣教的使命感，有宣教的迫切感。
We must follow Jesus, have a sense of mission and the urgency for mission.
宣教虽然劳苦，但是宣教能给我们带来无比的喜乐，是舒适的物质生活不能够换来的。
Although mission is laborious, they bring us incomparable joy, which is comfortable material even cannot replace.
求主帮助我们明白神的旨意，效法耶稣，以更加积极的态度参与普世宣教，在完成大使命当中有份。
May the Lord help us understand God's will, emulate Jesus, and participate more actively in universal missions, having a share in fulfilling the Great Commission.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你透过这段经文，要告诉我们普世宣教的重要性。主啊，真的求你帮助我们建立宣教的使命感，宣教的迫切感，让我们效法耶稣基督，积极地投入普世宣教。我们感谢你，主啊，也求你来帮助我们真是在校园向这些国际学生来传福音，让他们尽可能多的归入主的名下。我们要感谢你，孩子这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。好，那今天呢你还得翻。那我们的讲道呢就到这里，下面是我们优圣餐的时间。